No, you know, I always say, you know, you can't win it on the first 2 days, but you can lose it. So, you know, guys that, you know, that shot a real good score yesterday, they kind of got to play almost defensive golf today. It's just the nature of a major championship, I suppose. But yeah, my goal was just to, you know, just to hit consistent shots, you know, hopefully shoot a good under par round today. So, you know, again, I'm not out of it completely. So, you know, it just puts you in a good position to kind of check things out from the back there from the last two rounds.
Has your game been good coming in?
Yes, I kind of had a good finish to my tournament last week. I shot 66 the last day and jumped from 41st to 13th. So, you know, I worked on something small in my game 2 weeks ago when I was down in Florida. So, you know, hopefully I can just, you know, keep things simple and stick to one or two swing thoughts and not try and get too technical out there.
Does it amaze you at this point in your career you still can always be kind of searching, finding a little this?
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, we play in so much weather conditions. The last month we played in a lot of heavy winds.
Yeah.
You know, the PGA at Trump, D.C., the wind blew so hard there. So, you know, some bad things sneak into your swing without you even realizing it. And then you work on some simple things that you know you did a long time ago. So there's always one or two little checkpoints that you miss. And, you know, putting is the key. Keep making the putts, you can survive.
On your birdies today, anything of length, or did you hit it pretty close?
I made a great birdie on number two, where I hit it about 12 feet for two. So yeah, everything was. I never made. I made a couple of nice par saves, 10 footer on 17. But generally speaking, you know, didn't make anything over 10 feet today.
Do players on this tour, you think, draw inspiration from what Bernhard Langer is doing at almost 60?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. You know, whether it's him or even guys winning on the regular tour. You know, I think we're always inspired watching guys play, and we always feel we can improve our game. And you know, you get Mercedes-Benz, BMW, and then you get Bernhard Langer. It's just like a machine. So...
He doesn't stop, does he? I mean, he's just there every
day. Yeah, year. I mean, his routine is so good, and his repetition is so good. It's like nothing else enters his mind. It's almost like watching Roger Federer when he gets beaten at a shot. He just keeps going like it didn't happen. And Langer just one good shot after the other, and just keeps things very simple and doesn't. I mean. Obviously, he tries to hit the driver as hard as he can when he plays and keeps it in play, and he's still up there. Not with the long guys, but he gets it out there. You know, he's just, he keeps things very simple, and his body obviously, you know, has aged very well, which also helps. Not being injured, you know, maintaining his body weight, so to speak. A lot of guys, we get a little older and bigger, and swing gets a little shorter. But yeah, he's an inspiration. You know, we all measure our games like, come on, let's beat Langer this week.
Wonderful. Thank you, David. Okay, we'll play today. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.